If we write books with a deep sense of responsibility, believing that the book is written for our future selves to read in the next life, then perhaps there would be fewer falsehoods in the world. And if the knowledge created within human civilization was such that its creator could honestly answer why it was conceived, then the culture shaped by this knowledge would not lead humanity astray. This quote might be a bit lengthy, but it came about while I was reflecting. I was searching for the why behind my own actions, which became the starting point for writing my book. We are Buddhists, but if we don't aspire for nirvana, how should we navigate our lives without going astray? Thanks to the 10th Gallama Sutta left by the Buddha, which states, "Do not believe, even if I myself said it," according to the Dharma transmission of Fra Dharma Kosakarya or Buddhadasa Bhikkhu. How do we build our knowledge if we don't aim for nirvana? The aforementioned knowledge quote is from my own creation. This message was conceived from the decision to write a book for myself in this and future lives nearly 20 years ago. Given my current perspective that in this lifetime, I have no desire to teach anyone anymore, all I can do is write. I write books and leave them for my future self to read in the next life, but this act also serves as a form of merit for others. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this truth. Chapter 11, Special Chapter, The Art of Sacrifice. Now Uncle will come in a special way, that is, pick up the knowledge set that I has obtained and bring it to us. Then let us think for ourselves, think for ourselves. Why did Uncle see that? Now it's a bit short. From the previous chapter, we know that the cause of prosperity is sacrifice. Many people who have considered and agree with the truth would just end here. For those who haven't seen it yet, consider it. Any doubts, keep thinking. If you find something, exchange it. But if the person who feels it sees that it's true, that sacrifice is really prosperous, then the end, no doubt there are no deeper questions. It shows that we ourselves still asking questions, thinking by myself, still not fluent, must have someone to guide, continue. But if we have a question, then why does sacrifice occur in people? Because of sacrifice, some people have it, some people don't. What is the reason for the sacrifice? One way Uncle used to consider this, learned from following the footsteps of Lord Buddha, is to ask why, go deeper and deeper until seeing the underlying cause. It can be as deep as an individual can go. When it's deep enough to benefit the present, we can use it and stop considering for now. Let's observe carefully. When we ask why, it doesn't go deeper, but it makes us paddle around in a basin getting nowhere. It's like a snake eating its tail. In this case, we don't understand the underlying cause. It shows that the direction of our why question is wrong. It doesn't delve into the root of the problem. Uncle has guided our thinking a lot already. He brings a set of knowledge for us to consider. A person who sacrifices must comprise two basic qualities. One, being a JD person. Two, being a payer person. JD here means the heart that is the abode of the four, from we have four that Lord Buddha analyzed well, comprised of metta, loving kindness, kruna, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, subeka, equanimity. The most difficult is subeka. The definitions of pramiha 4 in the brackets are common translations that are used to give a general understanding, but they are not the definitions that I use. This is because these definitions do not help us to see our own kyles. Uncle will write my own definitions in another book that will be more detailed and specific. In this book, I will explore the kyles in more depth and show how they can be overcome. Paya, the meaning here is the state of seeing the world as it really is. There is no bias from kyles without any kyles mixing in. Let's just understand what these kyles that mix in look like for now can be considered as having the ability to consider yourself. Because if we see what's mixing in, we have a chance to take that out one day. When we, the result of having paya, is the ability to solve problems. If there's less kyles involved, one can solve the problem closer to its true cause. The cause that leads to paya is that the mind sit is responsible for the future of. A sense of responsibility determines the scale of our paya. If there's responsibility for one's own future, the paya is of one size. If it's greater, the paya increases. When we do not have a deep insight into paya, it causes problems such as we elect people with a reason of paya. When we choose someone who's a conscious sense of responsibility for the future of own family to run the country, this will cause problems as the paya is not sufficient. Or, to make it more personal, we choose a lover who does not even have a sense of responsibility for their own future, and then we entrust our life with them. In this way, suffering will arise because if they don't have the power to solve their own problems, how can they solve the problems of two people? Therefore, when the uncle says that pure love leads to power, it gives us something to think about further. Anyone who is curious about this matter, let's continue to consider it. About love, just a little bit, it's something like this for now. If I were to explain love, I would have to write another book altogether because it's a complex subject. And as the uncle said in the introduction, we are all born from love, even though the love that gives birth to each of us is different. Now we have a set of knowledge to consider whether it's true or not. Whether it's about being a person who sacrifices must be JD and have paya, really. And the definitions of two new words, JD and paya, may we enjoy accessing knowledge. End of another special episode. Uncle My JD. P.S. The next chapter there will be an important question to determine the destiny of life. If anyone has finished considering the above matter, you can try to find this question. Invite you to have fun and think about it. Farewell for now, once again. Uncle My JD. Chapter 12, Life's Question Number 1. A question at the heart, currently writing. Let's start with happiness, shall we? Should I write it down? Let the readers think first about what should be asked to be a question at the heart. I've heard this question quite often. It has become a cliché. Try to find it, and then I'll write it for you to read. If anyone has read up to here, try to read it again. The picture will become clearer. Then try to see, from the picture we look at, why do we see it differently from before? Where have we shifted? That's it for now. I'll keep you posted. Good luck to everyone. Uncle My JD. Uncle has a special article that I wants us to read. Turn to the next page. In an era flooded with vast volumes of information, it's more crucial than ever to possess the ability to discern truth from fiction. As streams of data surge around us like tumultuous waves in an endless sea, a lone individual amidst a deluge of scattered information is attempting to find their way. The ability to navigate these waters becomes paramount. Without the vital skill to separate genuine information from falsehoods, our life's trajectory can be severely affected. As beautifully articulated in the truth quote from the book, Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser on page 204. In an era overloaded with information and a plethora of news, if we cannot revive such a skill, how are we to distinguish what is true from what is false? Reviving the human skill of creating knowledge is paramount for people to maintain the essence of life. This allows us to independently discover what is true or false. It is imperative not to be dismissive. Don't let your subconscious mind cast aside this crucial knowledge before your very essence rejects the reality of our current predicament. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this situation. Let us not forsake the opportunity to seek solutions to this pressing issue. Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser.